The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to LTDs everywhere. What's an LTD? Someone who listens, thinks, and discerns from a biblical point of view. That's what this program is all about, being an LTD. I just love it when Joy and I are out, when I'm out or whatever, someone comes up and they're a radio listener and they say, "Hey, Bob, I just want you to know I'm an LTD. Yes, 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 yes. God bless you. Here's my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Today is an important day in history. It's my wife's birthday. Well, that's an important day in history. I'm not going to tell you how many. Somewhere around 29. I just want to wish her a happy, happy, happy birthday. What an incredible gift God gave me. Well, more than 54 years ago, we've been married 54. We dated for a little over a year before that. So we've been together for more than 55 years. And she has been God's gift to me for more than 55 years. If she's listening, and I, after all these years, she listens every day. I can't believe it. Anyway, happy birthday. Joy Forgan Burney, I love you with all of my heart. And this is a crazy week for us. It's a very, very busy week. We've got funerals coming up of dear friends. We've got a lot of stuff going on. It's just a crazy, busy week. And so we made a little agreement. We're not going to celebrate till next week when we can breathe just a little bit. When we get into next week, probably new things will pop up. And anyway, we have agreed to celebrate next week. But if she's listening, happy birthday, my beautiful, wonderful bride. There's so much. Before we get into the stories of today, I want to give you an update on Bible League, because this will be the last opportunity that I have to give you an update on Bible League. I'm taking a couple of days off. We've got, as I said, funerals and other things going on. So this will be my last day until next Monday. Friday is a holiday. It's Good Friday. So anyway, this will be the last opportunity that I have to give you the opportunity to give to this incredible ministry. We began on Thursday of last week with a goal of $12,000. Because of the generosity of Tom Dolbo at Dolbo Insurance in Westerville, we started with actually a double match, one from the Bible League itself, and then Dolbo Insurance, $6,000. So until we reached the $6,000 mark, every dollar you gave was tripled. And anyway, we began with that goal, and we have now exceeded the goal. We are now at $12,656. $12,656. So we have exceeded our goal. Praise God. But I would love to see us go further. And I really believe we can hit $13,000. just approximately $350, and we're at $13,000. So if you have not had an opportunity to give, would you right now call 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, 800-YES-WORD. You have been so generous. So many of you have given. Thank you. Praise God. But again, I would love to go further because it's not about reaching the goal. It's about getting Bibles into the hands of those who desperately want them and need them. And for every $5, a Bible is given to someone, as I said, who desperately needs one and wants one, except your money will still be doubled. We met the matching grant with Tom Dolbo, but we have not met the matching grant with the Bible League. So every dollar you give will still be doubled. So every $5 will actually provide two Bibles. So you can call right now, 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. In a few minutes, I'll pull up the call center on my computer, and I love the opportunity of thanking our listeners for giving. So if you give today, I'll see it here in a few minutes, and I'll have the privilege of thanking you. I never give out the amount. That's between you and God. I never do that. And I don't give last names. I give first names because I want you to remain anonymous. I don't want to invade or violate your privacy. You can also give online at thewordcolumbus.com. The banner will stay up, I think, through this weekend. I believe it will stay up through this weekend. Thewordcolumbus.com, thewordcolumbus.com, and simply click on the Bible League banner. And again, with the online gifts, I'll pull up the online center, and I'll be able to see who gives, and we'll be able to rejoice together. So, about $350, and we'll be at $13,000. Let's do that. All right? Let's go another $350. Three people, 100, one person, 50, one person, 350. Let's see if we can hit $13,000. More Bibles. That's what it's all about. Again, it's not goals and exceeding the goal. It's about providing Bibles to people who desperately want them. 800-YES-WORD. I was going to get into that story. No, I don't have time for that. Let me get into this. Listen, folks, this thing about DEI is infecting everything. Diversity, equity, inclusion. And it's dangerous stuff. Well, the largest consortium of evangelical Christian publishers is involved in the ECPA, the Evangelical Christian Publishers Association. Again, Evangelical Christian Publishers Association, an individual publishing companies join this organization and are a part. Well, they are now making available DEI training for all of the member publishers. You can get a certificate, which includes DEI industry conversations, DEI and leadership, DEI in editorial, DEI in marketing, DEI in Christian fiction, DEI in children's books. Now, fortunately, the ECPA is not requiring the member publishers to participate, but they are strongly encouraging it. Yeah, DEI in the evangelical Christian world. Who are some of the publishers that are members of the ECPA? Crossway, David C. Cook, Focus on the Family, Gateway Publishing, Ligonier Ministries, Tyndale, to name just a few. Now, here's what I hope. I hope that organizations like Focus on the Family, Ligonier Ministries, Crossway, David C. Cook, I am hoping that they will just remove themselves. No, we don't want to be a part of this whole DEI scam. And unless you change direction as an organization, we're withdrawing our membership. I'm hoping that these individual publishers who are truly evangelical will have the courage of their convictions and will get out. We'll see. I'll try to keep an eye on it. DEI is everywhere. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little politics. Remember, folks, you can still call 800-YES-WORD. Would you pray about it? 800-YES-WORD or go to thewordcolumbus.com. I'll pull up the call centers and I'll give you an update when we return.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Okay, let's talk just a little politics. I see a continual stream of posts from some social justice folks about how wicked, how evil it is if any Christian would ever even consider voting for Donald Trump. I see him almost every day. People like Russell Moore, who used to be a high-ranking official with the Southern Baptist Convention, and then, of course, women's leaders like Beth Moore and others who are, they claim to be evangelical, and they probably are. I don't know. I don't know what they personally believe theologically or whatever. But they have drifted over into the social justice area. And there is just a continual stream. How can you, as a Christian, how can you call yourself a Christian and vote for Donald Trump? He had an affair years ago. He uses bad language. He has character flaws. He is braggadocious. He is an egomaniac. He's a narcissist. He's this, he's this, he's this, he's this. Okay, I understand some of that. I think he is somewhat of a narcissist. And yes, he is braggadocious. And yes, he does use bad language. And yes, years ago, he had some serious moral failures. I haven't seen anything, any evidence of anything like that recently. And the God I serve forgives. I have not seen any evidence whatsoever of anything for many years, any infidelity to his wife or whatever. In the past, I think so. Yeah. But again, these are evangelical people talking about what things he did 15 years ago, 20 years ago, 25 years ago. Evangelicals who are supposed to believe in forgiveness and grace. But anyway, here's the point. I've got a lot of problems with Donald Trump, too. I think he has some really serious character flaws. And, you know, we talk about he kept every promise that he made. No, he didn't. He kept more than any president I remember. But he didn't get the wall built. He built quite a bit of it. And he certainly did not get Mexico to pay for it. And by the way, he knew all along Mexico was not going to pay for it. He knew that. That was a campaign thing. Okay? So I understand problems with Donald Trump. But here's what I don't understand. Those same evangelical leaders who are saying, I can't vote for Donald Trump. I can't believe any Christian would do that. You're selling your soul to the devil if you vote for Donald Trump. I never, and I mean never, ever see any of those same people talk about Joe Biden. You hear me? I don't ever hear Russell Moore, Beth Moore, or other social justice warriors who are out on the warpath to condemn anybody who supports Donald Trump. I don't see any of them talking about Joe Biden. How he has lied. How he is without any doubt, without any controversy whatsoever, the most pro-abortion president in American history. There has never been a president that advocated for and supported the murder of innocent unborn babies more than Joe Biden. Never. There has never been a president that has supported the murder of innocent unborn babies more than Joe Biden. There has never been a president in American history that has been more for the destruction of the American home, the redefinition of marriage, the acceptance of sexual relationships that God calls an abomination. Okay, so you want to talk about the immorality of Donald Trump? Fair game. Fine, let's debate it. Let's talk about it. But it is nothing on a moral basis, the immorality, the supposed immorality of Donald Trump is nothing compared to the gross immorality of Joe Biden and his ilk. Okay? So, if you want to criticize Donald Trump, go for it. There is a lot to criticize. There is. I'm not blind. I owe blind loyalty to no one but Jesus. But I also have a brain. And I can make choices. And if it comes down to voting for Joe Biden or Donald Trump, I'm going to vote Trump all day long. Is he perfect? Oh, my goodness. Far, far, far from perfect. But for the most part, he's pro-life. He is not nearly as pro-family as I wish, but he's far more pro-family than Joe Biden. Plus, we recorded almost unprecedented peace, a great economy, and many other wonderfully positive things through the 4 years of the Donald Trump presidency. So, here's my challenge to the Christians out there who are saying, no Christian can vote for Donald Trump. Okay, we can debate that. I get it. I see where you're coming from. But where is your condemnation of the liberal progressive left and Joe Biden? That's my question.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.